Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation here on the Fan Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here's the Chief with a new segment.
Yes, sir, brand new segment. It might be one and done. I don't know. You guys really don't know much about this other than the fact that I've been teasing for weeks now for the Tolos to go into that Odyssey app and hit that button where you can just basically send a voice message in. And it's similar in the same vein like they do, the morning show does their Ask Reddit, but there's actually a page on Reddit that is no stupid questions. So people are just firing off the most random questions you've ever heard.
It's one of my favorite ones.
And so it's like, all right, why don't we get the Tolos to do something similar? They can ask us whatever random questions. Now, I haven't even heard these. Okay, I had somebody else in the building go ahead and collect a handful of these. We got like, gosh, how many did we get, Walt Chuck? Like hundreds, thousands?
Yeah, there was too many to go through.
And so I was like, I'm not doing this.
Overwhelming.
And so it's like, we can all be caught off guard here. So we have random, wonderful Tolos that are leaving us a bit of a voicemail here, some level of a question, and we'll just see how ridiculous it is in real time together. Are we comfortable with this?
Yeah, so are we trying to answer said question? Like, are we,
we're
are
just,
we
just getting through the questions, yeah.
Embracing how bad the question is.
Well, maybe the questions are good. I don't really know which direction it's going to go. I imagine they're asking us these questions because they would like some level of insight from us, right? We all bring something different to the table from an education standpoint.
Right.
And so we'll see. Maybe they're borderline unanswerable, but it gives the Tolos an opportunity to, you know, come right to the source and try to get as much information as possible. So if we're ready, we will do this right now.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
That's the truth. Can you handle it? Just a question between friends. You know?
All right. I know what you're saying, Tom Cruise. Let's go ahead and get into this thing. All right. This is like a mystery box of randos.
Yeah, it really is. Because we don't know what ones were selected.
I just know the names of the individuals. So I believe we start with Tolo number one. This is Ricky. All right, let's see what Ricky has in store for us.
G-Bag Nation, this is Ricky and Rowlett. I'm wondering, is it okay to drink a non-alcoholic beer while I'm at work? Or is that just bad luck for all around?
Okay.
A bad look for all around.
Yeah.
I think he was drinking alcohol.
Maybe he was actually drinking a real alcoholic one. He sounds kind of blue collar, though. So I'm thinking, like, if you're on a job site and you're drinking an NA beer,
yeah,
I kind of feel like that's, if you're sitting in like a stuffy office area and everybody's cracking their Monster Energy, sipping on the coffee, I don't know.
I think you could get away with it if you put it like in the Yeti or something like that.
For sure.
Oh, you're definitely.
Yeah, if you're going to hide
it. Bomb style.
Yeah. Do they give off the, like, a beer odor?
Breath. Yes, it can happen. I think you got to be situationally aware right there. You know, obviously, you wouldn't want to do that as a pilot.
Yeah.
Because even the NA beers have a little bit of alcohol in them. Yeah. That might get you locked in the clink. You know, if they breathalyze you and you're at 0.01 or something
like
that.
Did Ricky sound like a pilot to you? I mean, no.
Heavy machinery, maybe?
Ricky, yeah, that's true. Heavy machinery. Might be a welder or something, and you just don't want to give off the vibe that you might be hammered.
You also might be a new guy on the job, you know, in that situation. You don't want to let people assume things about you, you know, think things about you. But if you're the boss, shoot, chat's okay, you know? Anybody has a problem with it, they can come talk to you about it. Tell them it's an NA beer to mind their own damn business.
Yeah, that's true. No, if you're running the show, it's a different story. I do think it does kind of depend on, you know, how long have you been there? How well does everybody know you? I don't think you want to come out of the gates in a new gig cracking NA beers like at a nooner while you're at your cubicle or something. So
some people are going to think you're an alcoholic and you're just trying to
like just
hold
get to
it
5
together.
O'clock.
Yeah.
yeah. This guy can't stop, man.
You know, you probably never want to pour that into a clear plastic cup. They're going to think it's real beer, you know, like Johnny Manziel at the draft.
I do think the Yeti's the way to go. Like, you just don't want to have an alcoholic style beer just sitting on your desk.
No.
Especially if you're like coming up short on some deadlines.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of falling behind.
Why do you think
I think you got to be a big swinger. Oh, you know? Like, I had a buddy that worked at a medical sales company, and he was just a wild animal.
You talking about yourself?
No. Medical sales.
Okay.
But he crushed harder than anybody else. He was the big swinging sales guy. So he could just get away with anything, dude. And so I guess if you're that guy, you could probably pull it off.
A lot of drugs.
You know, yeah, I mean, all sorts of.
I know a medical sales guy, same deal.
Yeah, dude.
That's how they do it.
They can be a little bit nuts.
Yep, you got to be a little bit extra.
All right. We're one in here.
Good start.
What was that again? That was Ricky?
Yeah, Ricky.
That was Ricky.
All right.
Pretty good question.
I think that was not bad.
More of a Tom.
All right, let's see. Who do we have next year? All right, Tolo Greg. Let's see what Greg has in store for us. No stupid questions.
Hey, this is Greg from Duncanville. Do females in a coma still get their period, or does it stop until they wake up?
That's it. Personal question.
Holy smokes, Greg.
Greg, that was a stupid question.
Hey, we're not gonna jump. We're not gonna clown on the Tolos,
dude,
for these questions.
Greg.
I told them in the newsletter, like, hey, if you send this, we're not gonna jump on you for saying the dumbest thing anyone's ever said.
I appreciate Wolchuk didn't get the letter. Obviously.
Yeah, he probably
he's got me
in spam or
Jeez.
Something. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to even remember what he did. I just heard period, and I sort of blacked out.
It can happen for sure.
Did you look it up? That's what the internet says?
Yeah, and I'm asking a follow-up. I'm wondering if old Greg is maybe trying to have a baby with his comatose wife.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe that's what he's trying to pull off.
I think I'd give
here.
The green light on that if I was a comatose wife.
Let's go ahead and...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's extend the lineage as long as we can.
Sure.
I won't have to deal with the pregnancy.
Wow, that is a...
Yeah, probably going to need a C-section.
Yeah. You don't know what's going on. That sounds...
I'd
be honored.
What kind of crap goes through people's minds?
Wow.
Would she get a period in a coma? The more I think about it, the better of a question it gets, but it is pretty insane. And I guess you just Googled that? You just had that answer?
Yeah, there have been documented cases of it. It doesn't happen all the time, but it can happen.
Okay. There you go, Greg. All right, let's see here. No stupid questions. Jose, let's see what Jose has to say.
Hey, G-Bag Nation, I'm Jose from Oak Cliff. One that everyone decided was weird or creepy for an adult to drink milk. Because I think that's some bullshit.
Oh, okay.
I agree.
Okay, maybe this goes back. I think this one actually, this one probably goes back. Because I think they were talking about this in, when Bobby, last week, Bobby got milk with his breakfast.
Yeah, Bobby got milk with his breakfast.
Maybe, maybe that's what this is tying into here because, yeah, they were clowning on Bobby for ordering milk at his, like the room service breakfast he got in Vegas.
Yeah.
Wasn't Bobby homeschooled?
Yeah.
He was homeschooled.
There's no question about that.
There's some different wholesome type of things that can come along with that at times. Neck beards, you know. But that's another topic for another day. I would say in rare circumstances, milk is still fine for adults. I wouldn't think breakfast, but if you had some chocolate chip pancakes, you know, if you had if you had brownies, Oreos, you know, there's some pretty. I think it's weird with dinner for sure.
Yeah, there's like certain meals
in the
morning.
You should drink the milk. I would
you start your day with like strong bones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, if it's not mixed up with a protein powder, I think you're ridiculous.
Okay.
Oh, okay, see, there we go. See, okay, thank you. We actually have somebody in here who would clown me if I brought my lunch in here and I'm sipping it down with some milk.
It has protein powder in it.
That's a different story.
That's a different story.
This has nothing to do with the cookies and all that kind of stuff. It's a no-brainer. I think this is just simply like I'm sitting down for my spaghetti meal or whatever, and I'm washing with milk.
It's horrible.
What are you, six years old?
I'm assuming he's talking about run-of-the-mill, like dairy milk, and not this like almond nut milk that people are drinking at all.
Do you do this to try and be an example for your kids?
Drinking the milk?
Yeah.
No, I just I think
he thinks nutrients.
I think he does.
I really enjoy the protein source.
Really enjoy just raw milk. I think is delicious.
He likes it raw.
I find it to be absolutely delicious.
Weirdo.
So, but I don't drink it with meals. You know, I'll just like
I'll go have spaghetti.
I wouldn't do that. I would be side eyeing somebody who did that. Like I just go and sometimes I get a hankering for a glass of milk and I just go pour me a glass of milk.
817 drinks milk with pizza.
That's
that feels a little insane to me.
I support your right to live, 817. Drink milk with whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, just please stay away from me for the next 24, 48 hours after that.
Psycho.
Sounds like a gut bomb.
That's true. You might have some
sour gut.
Yes.
The worst milk experience, I think, for me ever was as a kid when you would get the milk that were in the little cartons at lunch. They would like be sour already. And then the other one is, you know, if your parents like would pour glasses of milk before dinner, they'd go around. And if it sat out for any amount of time, 10, 15 minutes, the smell on that, it just changes the property so much. Makes me gag just thinking about it.
Fake masculine dudes. Milk is always good for anyone from the 504. I drink milk with burgers from the 321. I drink milk with spaghetti too from the 702. I still drink milk. Milk has protein. I'm a grown ass man. Yeah. Says the 817. 972.
Weightlifters.
I drink a glass of milk every night.
Weightlifters and farm people.
We got a lot of, I mean, it's all pro milk here.
Yeah, that's good. No, that's good. I think Jose presents a pretty good question. Because there are folks like Broadus that will clown you.
Well, but this guy doesn't think cheesecake's good.
That is a weird dynamic if you're sitting in a CC's and all of a sudden you're pulling out some milk
to
wash
Dutch
down
to go
your
with
pizza.
Me on that, by the way.
Oh. Sounded like more of a Ramon to me.
Yeah. let's go ahead.
A Ramon.
Let's see. We have we do have two more. I think you're onto something. We do have two more. Here's Mr. Gary.
Gary?
Yeah, this is Gary in Royce City. Over Thanksgiving, my 85-year-old grandpa told me that he polished his bishop 3 to 4 times a day.
Oh.
Know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like slapping the salami 3 or 4 times a day. Yeah. And he's done that for basically his entire adult life. Is something wrong with him?
Still has a healthy libido. Might be hitting the men's tea clinic.
Good for him. 85?
I mean, is
3 or 4 times a day,
is
Gary?
Is the missus still around? That's the question, right? If not, then I don't blame the man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would imagine 80, even if she is around at 85 years old, how many women are still trying to get back on the saddle?
Well, there is something about these old age homes.
3 or 4 times a day?
They get freaky.
That's putting up ridiculous numbers.
Yeah, I mean, even
at that point, it's just air. That's that. I mean, there's you've got nothing left. You're not giving yourself a chance to build up.
No. I don't know. Maybe you're drinking milk all day too.
That's true. That might help you out.
3 or 4 times a day is insane, Gary. And yep. I would expect that. Yes, okay, your grandfather.
Who did you put up to do this one?
This is pretty exciting.
Who did you put up to do that?
I will say, like for
now,
Gary,
your
grandfather clearly is legendary with his design.
He's a legendary man.
How bored is this guy? He's just sitting around all day. It has to be boredom.
Literally on his hands. Yeah.
At the highest level.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
And access to a VPN and a connected device.
Not the state of Texas.
All right, last one here. Frankie, let's see if Frankie gives us some goodies.
Hey, this is Frankie. I was wondering how brother's, how's his bunion doing?
How's his bunion doing?
My bunion.
Frankie with the winner. How's Broadus's bunion doing? We haven't actually asked you about this in some time.
You know what? It hasn't flared up, and now it's going to flare up.
Any gout? Frankie with the question of the day.
I take the gout medicine. I've been okay. I think the gout with the diet thing, I can manage that. The bunion one, it just shows up. I mean, it just rears its ugly head from time to time. My toe will go dead left, and that bone will come out of the side of my foot. Ooh. That thing hurts. Yeah, I haven't had it happen.
I haven't seen you gimping around, like, all season.
And now it's going to happen. Now.
Damn you, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie.
Other than when he falls down. You're right. Thank you, Brian.
Man, I've fallen down 3 times.
Man, three or four. Those are rookie numbers. That's from Jamie in Fort Worth.
Rookie numbers at that age? At any age, dude. I'm like, even a 7th grade me, I don't think could pull that off.
Senior Center's leading carriers for STDs from the 214.
That's right. I'd heard that.
903 also co-signing that. They get free ED.
Shout out to Gramps.
I mean, you saw that in the Landman.
Yep.
Psychological as much as it's physical, right?
What an animal.
Things to check off the bucket list.
I hope I'm him when I grow up.
Hey, well, big shout outs. Let me just say a thank you. Ricky, Greg, Jose, Gary, and Frankie.
Great questions.
Say, like,
keep Frankie, you jinx me, man.
Coming, guys. Nice work. Dude.
I swear tomorrow this thing's going to start hurting.
We spoke it into existence.
Yeah, he talked it in.
I thought you were talking about the grandpa. Yeah. That thing's bound to start hurting eventually.
Don't talk it out.
Thank you. Woolchuck, what's next?
All right, let's do a little mixed bag, shall we? Maybe we get into some free agent targets for your Rangers and some college leftovers. That is next in the G-Bag Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.